Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, I'm a dual citizen, so I'm required to know the words to two national anthems. Just know what they are, not necessarily what they mean. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. With dual citizenship, I've been able to perform on shows like Comedy Central's Premium Blend from New York City. Being dual, however, doesn't necessarily make your singing any more tolerable. So don't worry, I still lip sync. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Check my calendar to see which flag I'll be waving when I tour with my live show. Now I'll get to the Star-Spangled Banner in a moment. In 1990, there was an attempt to change the lyrics of O Canada by Toronto City Council from home and native land to home and cherished land. In 2010, there was another heated national debate about the lyrics of O Canada, as the Harper government announced in a throne speech that it will ask Parliament to examine the gender-neutral wording of the national anthem, specifically to consider changing the "All Our Sons Command" part to more along the lines of "All of Us Command." This might be one of the reasons many Canadians don't even know the lyrics to O Canada. A University of Victoria study suggested, in fact, that 70% of Canadian high school students don't know the words. And Canada's anthem isn't even that complicated. Think about the U.S. national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. I don't even know what some of those words mean. Like, what is o'er? O'er the ramparts we watched. O'er the land of the free. By the way, I did look it up. It's not over, but o'er, O apostrophe E-R, an actual Old English word meaning over a period of time. O'er. It's just like how for Americans, perseverance is the modern version of the Old English words giver or getter done. In the U.S. national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, what does the word ramparts mean? Is it the amount of memory a computer has? Ramparts. Something you need when you're building a skateboard halfpipe. Ramparts. A sheep's privates. Ramparts. Or a fortification or elevated defensive wall. I could only find one petition online that was dedicated to changing the Star-Spangled Banner. It was a 2013 WhiteHouse.gov petition to officially designate R. Kelly's Ignition Remix as the new U.S. national anthem. For the White House to be technically obligated to even respond to any such petition, 100,000 signatures are required. That's quite a fortification or elevated defensive wall to climb. Play the interactive Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. You can buy tickets for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. This Saturday, I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto with special guests Jeff O'Neill, former NHL star, Stacey Kanyuk and her band, and comedians Pete Zedlacker and Lori Elliott. Thanks so much for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.